Research shows that owning books from a young age can change the trajectory of a child's life. So when children own books, it enables and increases book sharing and responsive parenting, which of course boosts early childhood development outcomes. And you are quoted, Kwanda Ndoda. Welcome. Great to have you with us. The project lead. You are quoted as saying, for many children, it will mean the very first books they can engage with meaningfully. What do you mean by that, Kwanda? Welcome.
Hi. Hi. Nice to be here, Clarence, and welcome to the viewers. Well, what I mean by that is we are providing a box of books to children to the centers that we support. So a book for each child to take home to parents and to read with parents. Some of these books may be wordless picture books. So for parents that are illiterate or don't quite have the confidence to share stories with the rigor and animation that's required for when you're reading to young children, they're able to still be able to impart the learnings of storytelling by using wordless picture books. So that's what I mean by meaningful ways of utilizing the books, because books are about sharing stories, and that's what creates the fervor to love storytelling and to have a larger vocabulary, which of course is very useful when you are in the stage of very early literacy in your education journey.
Just over half of early learning programs in South Africa, or ECDs, have storybooks that meet the developmental needs of younger children. The rest do not. And that's the stark reminder on International Literacy Day. So tell us how your project is going to get this rolled out and when.
So we have already started, although we're a pretty modest operation. We're quite a lean team. And the way that we work is that we provide small grants to individual ECD sites across the country. So they apply on our platform, then we look at their application, and then we verify them, and we provide them with the small grant. But we also provide them with an ecosystem that we are part of, so we're able to transfer information to them as we receive it. So things like policies or how to register your center, those types of things. But what we've also decided to do is that we've also decided to send a box of books. And within each box is a book for each child. So when centers apply to us, they'll tell us how many children they have. So let's say they've got 35 children. We'll provide them with 35 books in a box and five perhaps for the center. The reason why we do that as opposed to having a library in the center, because that would be the ideal thing, right, Clarence? To have a library that you can have in the corner of the center with all sorts of titles and exciting stories for children. But that's a very expensive endeavor, because books are created like anything else in a construction line on a conveyor belt type of mechanism. And the more you change that conveyor belt, which is what you'd have to do if you had different titles, different colors, different writings, different structures, becomes exponentially more expensive. So in order to keep the cost manageable, we've only went for just a few titles, which means most of the books in that box will be the same title. And that's why children must rather take them home and enjoy them with parents as opposed to trying to create a library. So that's what we're doing now. Of course, as I've said, we're a modest outfit. There's over 70,000 individual ECD sites all over South Africa. And we only work with about 400 a year. And that's why we advocate, if I may, Clarence, we advocate for a book fund. And we think Treasury should really consider a book fund so that the manufacture of books becomes cheaper and more manageable, and we can get more books in the hands of children in homes and in ECD centers.
Kwanda, you know, this has been an amazing week of discovery, certainly for me, and I would imagine listeners on this particular station. We found out just so much about books and how profoundly it can impact people's, young people's life. We found out, for example, that if parents read to their kids for 5 minutes a day, every day, it profoundly impacts their life and their future. So it must go with the message to the ECD that, you know, they're going to inform their parents that are dropping off their children there that they can only do this much, but so much can be accomplished in 5 minutes at home as well. You talk about reading at home, you talk about taking the books home. So is that part of your mission, getting parents to engage more?
It's absolutely part of the mission, Clarence, and it's not an easy thing to do. I myself am a father to a two-year-old, and I'm married, so we're at least two parents trying to read to our child as much as we can. And the key is consistency there, Clarence. So 5 minutes a day, try to do it at the same time every day. And the indicator that you can use as a parent to know that you're doing this successfully is when the child begins to bring the book to you. In the beginning, you're the one wrestling the child down and saying, hey, let's sit, it's reading time. And then you try to animate the stories as much as you can, try to make the stories lively so that children enjoy it. Because obviously children don't like monotonous reading like it's in court, right? They want fun and fervor. But the consistency is the key there, Clarence, and that's the message.
Fun and fervor,
that I think,
I like that,
if,
yeah.
Yes, if any practitioner is listening right now, the message you want to take to parents is consistency.
And
do
fun
it
and
at
fervor.
The same time if you can. Yeah, and fun and fervor, of course. And do it consistently every day,
yeah.
And eventually the child's going to come to you and ask for you to do it. And that's when you've succeeded.
Kwanda, I think this is such an amazing initiative. Kwanda Ndoda, representing Umqedi Projects. You know, we have also resolved today that we're going to fix our own potholes, that we can't rely on government all the time. You know, how can we help you to do what you want to do?
Well, I think sharing stories as much as possible in as many different localities as possible is very important. So where do you generally hear stories, right? It'll be in an ECD center, it'll be in a playgroup, it'll be Sunday school, and maybe if you're lucky at a taxi rank, if there's somebody there that's dedicated to telling stories and singing and those types of things. But we need to make it ubiquitous within society.
Yeah.
And that's something that is really, I think, comes through quite powerfully in the Thrive by Five Index that was released on Monday. We need a concerted effort. We need to go back to the saying that it takes a village to raise a child, and we are the village. Individual families are villages within their homes, but when that child steps out, we all need to play a part in sharing stories and singing and creating fun for children so that they know that learning is a lifelong journey, first of all, and it's everywhere. There's things to read everywhere. There's songs to sing everywhere. There's things to learn everywhere. You touch, you feel, you taste. All of these things are ways in which you take in information, and that's learning. And we need to make that exciting for children.
We need to wrap on those very wise words. Kwanda Ndoda, thank you for your time. It's appreciated.